Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
And you look wonderful. I love your earrings.
You. Thank you.
Okay, so lately we've been discussing separation versus divorce, and I have a couple more questions for you.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Do you want to ask this one?
Sure.
Okay, so in a separation.
Okay, who gets the house?
In a separation, so the thing about separation you got to really remember is that it only works if both parties cooperate, right? So without the compulsion of a lawsuit, parties don't have to agree to a separation. They may live apart or move out or stay separated in a home, but that's not legal from a lawyer's point of view or a court's point of view unless there's a written agreement that both parties sign. So in terms of who gets the house, it's usually determined through negotiation who gets the house. But if a court was called upon to decide, that's what we would bring to bear on the process, right? We would think about it in terms of what would a court decide if it was involved. We know it, they're not involved, but that's the umbrella under which we have to evaluate that question. So it really comes down to really who should get the house. Maybe there's children involved and they should remain in the marital home. If there's equity in the house, that has to be divided between the parties. If they can't decide how to divide the equity, then maybe the house should be sold. So it's not a black and white answer. You have to look at the big picture. What if the house has no equity? Then maybe one party should just get the house. But unless the parties agree and sign an agreement, you can't just force somebody out of the house and because you want a little marriage time out or something like that.
We're on a break.
So you cannot force someone out.
No.
I mean, short of abuse.
Short of a domestic violence situation, you can't, if you wake up one day and you're unhappy and the thrill is gone, you can't say,
leave.
You've got to go. You can say it, but they don't have to go.
And if they do go, whether they're asked to go or they just want to go on their own, I was always under the impression that you really don't want to do that. You don't want to abandon that house or go away from it.
Not leaving the home comes into play really a lot when there's kids. So you don't want to leave.
That was my next thing.
That can be a bad scenario if there's children involved. You don't lose any rights to the house by leaving. So you don't lose any rights to the home in terms of, do I get a piece of that of that house?
Well, legally, your name is on that house,
right?
Anyway, on the mortgage.
Right. But the difficulty comes in, if you leave the home and there's children, how do you parent them if you no longer live in the house? Are you going to live nearby or far away? Is there going to be a parenting arrangement in place so that you can parent the children? If you leave the home, you can't expect to just keep coming back, come and go as you please. That doesn't work either. Mm-hmm. So you really have to look at the big picture and see what else is going on with these people about whether they should leave the home or not. And don't forget, if you leave the home, that doesn't relieve you of responsibility to support the home, even though you don't live there. If your name is on the house, then you still remain liable to support the house in some way under most circumstances.
What would happen if one of them dies while they're separated? How would that work?
So if you're not divorced, then, and there's no lawsuit pending for divorce, then you just inherit like you were their surviving spouse.
I see.
A will would come into play. That's not my specialty, but
no.
But that's the general.
It was a question somebody asked me to ask.
Yeah, I've had a spouse die during the divorce litigation, but it just puts an end to everything.
Wow.
So whatever they were agreeing to, it null and void.
Well, because the divorce action was actually going on when the other spouse died, when you file for divorce, it actually has the effect of severing your marriage and severing the way that you own property. So if you file for divorce today and you own a house jointly and then you die tomorrow, your heirs can inherit your share of the house from the surviving spouse. Same thing with bank accounts, cars, investments, anything like that.
Huh.
The actual filing of the complaint for divorce has the effect of severing what we call the tenancy or the title.
Wow.
Even if the divorce isn't finalized.
Wow. Well, everybody, definitely give Roseanne a call. Roseanne, why don't you give your number?
My phone number is 908-284-6005.
If you need her, call her today.
Definitely. You'll be glad you did.